This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in chapter 11. We are about to pick it up. Today's program here, looking at the two witnesses. Now, prior to getting started into that, let me give you a little more information on this ministry. I'm a Bible translator, some of you know. To view my Bible translation, you can go to www.majoritytext.com. That's where you'll find that. It's called the EMTV. It's the English Majority Text Version New Testament, and that's available through this ministry. That's one of our websites. This program's website is wgodontheair.net. You can hear these programs as well on the podcast by going to WGOD Radio on Facebook, like the page, or you can go to Twitter at WGOD Radio, and you can hear these podcasts as soon as they are uploaded. So that's a little bit more about this ministry here. I invite you out to Island Community Church this Sunday morning at 10:30. We're in a new study. Actually, we're about 3 weeks into it now, through the book of James, and it's off to a great start, looking at some shocking things that we really, I don't know, are we doing a good job at? That is to consider it pure joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops endurance or patience or perseverance. Also, we looked at last week, don't anyone say when you're tempted that you're tempted by God, for God does not tempt anyone, but everyone is tempted when he's drawn away by his own lust, and lust gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's finished with you, will bring forth death. So that's where we've left off at the end of chapter 1. We'll be starting chapter 2 this Sunday morning at 10:30. Love to see you through this New Testament book of Proverbs known as James. In the meantime, let's get into the Word of God today. We're in Revelation chapter 11. We're looking at these two witnesses again. Now, we left off here in verse 7. When they have finished their testimony, now remember the testimony of these two guys, there's going to be two awesome men, two incredibly powerful men, because it says here that fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemies, it says here in verse 5. So these are not just two regular. Again, there's nothing in the book of Revelation that's run-of-the-mill and regular. These guys, it says earlier here that these are the same guys that appeared to the prophet Zechariah 500 years earlier. These are not run-of-the-mill guys. These guys, I believe, have been prepared by the Lord for many, many years. That's why it would not surprise me if these two guys would be the two men, history has it, that have never died. Enoch, who walked with the Lord, and he was not, because God translated him. God beamed him up, so to speak. Elijah as well, mysteriously. This is a chariot of fire came and took him away, and he didn't die either. There's got to be a reason why these two guys didn't die. So these guys as well, they're not just regular people. They're special people. Fire comes out of their mouth to harm their enemies. Now, verse 7, when they finish their testimony, that's 3.5 years after they start, You can write it down on the calendar, 1,260 days. There's no reason for you not to take that number literal, and I'll tell you why. Because it says in James chapter 5, verse 17, it says, Elijah was a man with like nature as ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the earth for 3.5 years. Now, that was fulfilled literally. Therefore, this is going to be fulfilled literally. There's no reason why it wouldn't be. The same thing that happened before is going to happen again. Like Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. Show me what it is, and it has already been. That's the Esposito paraphrase, but that's Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9, and other places as well. Okay, now when they have finished their testimony, Revelation 11, 7, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. Notice it's not until they finish their testimony, not before. And it's the same as you as well, the same with you as well. No demon can take you out. No one can take you out until your work here is over. Now, once your work is over, it's over. It doesn't matter how you leave this world and be received up into glory. But until that time, you are invincible as a child of God. No demon can harm you. No one can take you out. No one can harm you until your work here is done. When they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of that great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt. Now, this next part of the verse clues in what he's talking about here. Where also our Lord was crucified. And those of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations will see their dead bodies for 3.5 days and will not suffer their dead bodies, or they will not allow their dead bodies to be put in graves. So what happens here? Antichrist, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit, the Antichrist, after all these other people have tried to take these guys out, the Antichrist will be able to do what no one else was able to do. And he will overcome them. He will kill them. Finally, if it's those two guys that have never died, finally, once again, Hebrews chapter 9, what is it, verse 22 or 26, I always forget. It's appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment. Finally, once again, like death and taxes, boy, that verse is fulfilled. If in fact it's those two guys, it's appointed unto men once to die. If in fact that's them, then this is their time here. Finally, these two guys, whoever they are going to die. And their dead bodies will be seen by everyone for 3.5 days. Their dead bodies will lie in the street of that great city, says where our Lord was crucified. Now we know Hebrews 13 says the Lord was crucified outside the gate that was there in Jerusalem. Verse 9, now those of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days and not allow their bodies to be put in graves. And those that dwell on the earth will rejoice over them and make merry and send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. What a scene this is. Now, for those wondering, it was around 350 that anyone acknowledged Christmas. And that was that Emperor Constantine just acknowledged that they were going to give glory and remember the Lord Jesus Christ and his birth. But it wasn't until around the time of Charles Dickens, from my studies, that's the man who wrote, remember, A Christmas Carol, Ebenezer Scrooge. It wasn't until around his time, the late 1700s, in 1800s, mid-1800s, that anyone sent gifts to one another on Christmas Day. This did not happen until almost, over 1800 years later after this was written. What a prophetic look at the death of these two guys telling people that God loves them. Imagine that. How deceived are these people? the message to these people was John is going to be, I'd imagine, John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That message sends people into a frenzy because they're deceived. At the death of these two guys, the Bible says, the world is going to make merry and exchange gifts. I want you to see, this is the whole reason for prophecy in the Bible. Prophecy is in the Bible so that you would believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Prophecy is in the Bible. It says so much in chapter 19 of this book. I think it's verse 10, where it says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. All prophecy in the Bible is 31% prophetic in nature. All prophecy is in this book, and it's the only book that it's in. It's not in the Quran. It's not in anybody else's book, because once they don't come true, except if you're Jehovah's Witnesses, because all of their prophecies haven't come true and people still follow them. Once something doesn't come true, you can throw it out and it's no good anymore. Not so with the Bible. Every prophecy has come true. And this is why I said last week, I believe the Lord will not come back until certain prophecies have to be fulfilled, because every word is going to be fulfilled in this book. There's prophecies in the Bible so you would believe in God, so that you would believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. The Bible is a supernatural book. It tells you things that are going to happen prior to it happening so that you would believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's the whole reason for Bible prophecy. The whole reason for this book here that we're looking at is so that you would believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's the purpose for God declaring to you the ending from the beginning and things that happened prior to them happening, so that you would receive Jesus, so you would bow your knee to the Son of God, acknowledge him as Lord, acknowledge he died on the cross for you. He shed his blood for you. He took your sins upon himself. God laid on him the iniquity of us all. It's written in the Bible, so that you could have eternal life. And that comes through you receiving Jesus Christ, you bowing the knee to him, calling him Lord, receiving him as your Savior, turning, repenting of your sin, and receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord, so that you can be delivered from all this. In chapter 13, we're going to see that all who dwell on the earth will worship him. That is the man who just killed these two guys. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, comma, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundations of the world. God's providing you today the escape for that. All you have to do is receive Jesus Christ. That's why there's prophecy in the Bible. That's why the Apostle John told us 1,800 years before anyone ever invented Christmas, that when this happens, people are going to make merry and send gifts to one another, and they're going to exchange gifts. I say to you all, Merry Christmas. We'll be back again soon with a new program here on WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio, and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth.